Well, you usually water him first thing, and then you take him in and pull his harness off.
And then a lot of times you do what to him to? I mean, you curry him, and what do you use to curry him with?
Well, you use a curry comb.
And do you use something else too?
Brush.
And then what do you use a straight razor or safety
well,
razor?
Well, I use a safety now. I used to use a straight razor.
What did you call that leather thing you sharpened?
Strap.
You ever call it a strap?
Well, I have, I guess, but mostly a strap.
Mostly a strap. Mm-hmm. And what about what you load a rifle with? What do you use? What do you call the things you shoot with a rifle?
Oh, cartridges.
And then the thing the kids use, they, you know, maybe even take a sawhorse and a board, and then one gets on one end, one on the other.
Oh, a seesaw.
Yeah. And there used to be another kind. You maybe get a stump out in the field and put a board on it with a bolt down the middle of it.
Yeah, I don't know where they did. Mm. Yeah.
Did you ever have the kind that is fastened just at one end, maybe?
No.
And you jump up and down on the
other. Oh, a springboard? Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what do you carry the coal into the house with?
Coal bucket.
You ever call it a scuttle?
No, it's called.
Down home we call it a scuttle.
There.
Yeah. Then the thing with one wheel and two handles that you...
That's a wheel bar.
And then the thing that you take to the... Do you ever use a scythe? Big scythe.
Oh, yeah. Bar scythe. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What do you use to take to the field with you to sharpen those things with?
A file.
Do you ever... What about the thing that you... Maybe it's not... sort of thing you carry around with you, but you set it up and you turn it to...
Oh, grindstone, yeah.
And you know these they're actually made out of the same sort of stuff as a grindstone, but they're small enough to carry in your pocket that you might sharpen a knife.
Oh, yeah, that's ember rock, they call it.
Do you ever call it a wet stone or wet rock? Or?
Well, now there's some we call ember rock, some we call a... Wet rock, is it?
Yeah, wet rock
is...
It's
fine stuff, yeah.
Then, if your wheels squeak in on your car, you might figure you have to go do what to it?
Well, I figure you'd have to put some grease on it or something.
Mm-hmm. And if you put some grease on it, what do you say you're doing to it?
Well, you just make it run easier.
Well, what I was thinking of is, in the northern part of... the country, people say they grease the car, and down here I think they probably say grease the car.
Yeah.
What do you say? Which sound?
We say grease the car, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And if your hands have got grease on them, you say they're what? They're
greasy.
And I guess you remember when you didn't have electric lights, or you have electric lights?
Oh, I have now, but yeah, I set a Mennonite lamp light. Fireplace, save coal oil even.
Yeah.
Like in my days when I was growing up, you didn't get stuff then like you do now.
Mm-hmm.
If I had a quarter, I thought I was doing fine. Go somewhere. Now if you ain't.
Well, you had a quarter, then you had something.
Yeah.
Well, what about these lamps? What'd you use to burn them?
Coal oil.
You ever call that anything else?
Well, they have some people most of all call it kerosene.
Which sounds most natural to you?
Well, most of them says coal oil.
Mm-hmm. Then inside a tire on a lawnmower, you got what?
A tube.
And then this little flat-bottom boat that you might use to fish with?
Well, they call them skiff.
Skiff. You ever call them rowboat or
anything
like that?
Well, I never did have much dealing with that kind of stuff.
Uh-huh.
But most of them says skiff, I know. Mm-hmm.
You ever call them a bateau?
No.
Down home, it's a bateau.
Is it?
Yeah.